You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. I've just had one of the swallows nesting in the apex of my house. Swoop in. There's two of them, you can hear them overhead, I'm sure. Coming in like bomber planes. Swooning in. It's amazing to see. I'm watching the two of them beat around, and I don't know whether they got eggs up there, or where they're still building the nest, but wow, it's amazing to watch. Come in about 2 foot over my head. There she is, she's just gone up. Second one's just gone up now. There's two of them in the nest, two of them gone. It's phenomenal. And then one of the big boys comes out and they all disappear. But in that same breath, I've just left my good lady and daughter Ella, who's 11 weeks old, inside. And I was sitting outside with Ella earlier on, and I was saying to her, you know, these are the birds that, I don't know if she can understand me, but you know, I'm a talker, she's a listener, you know. But I was saying to her, like, there's this guy and he's heading off, he's gone to get some stuff in the birdie shop. These are the guys who are at the back of my bedroom, so they wake me up every morning. And then I realised, well, hold on, she wakes me up earlier than the birds, which is how I can hear them. They're actually not that loud through a double insulated wall. And I got to thinking, I was wandering around and I'd taken the old spinach plants. They'd gone a bit long-legged. It's a long story. If you've been following the podcast on the weekend or what to do in the garden blog post, you'll understand. But I threw them into the hens, you know. And I got thinking about this blog post that's up there today, which is causing a mild stir. In a sense, discussion isn't bad. Discussion is never a bad thing. But it got me thinking, because I went and I don't know, I think I had some seeds down the back of the shed, as I always do. Probably an old pair of pants for all I know. And I threw them into some old rotted stuff that I had, which is a mixture of coffee beans and tea leaves and all sorts of stuff, I'm sure, as well. Threw my seeds in, the things grow. That's, for me, that's as simple as it is. That's the way it goes. So I grow my spinach, and it gets a bit long. That's the dogs, by the way, don't mind that. I grow the spinach, I eat it, I get energy from it, I take the leftovers from it, because it's all gone hard and stalky, and I feed it to the hens, who, hey, I'm trying to talk here, thank you, sorry about that. I feed the spinach to the hens, and the hens give me eggs. And if there's anything, you know, left over, you know, just we'll find somewhere for it. It'll go on the mulch heap, which will make compost, which will produce the next batch of seeds, which left over I'll therefore give to the hens. And that's the life cycle of my garden, as best as I keep it. But the only thing is on Sunday morning, the brown bread that my wife made, the eggs that I ate, my hens don't have a stamp on the back of their ass saying I'm organic, it's okay to eat me. Cabbage I grew, you couldn't certify the compost. I don't know if you could certify it as compost. You could certify it maybe as a potential growing medium, although I'm sure that would have to go through rigorous testing of some form or another by some state agency. Excuse me. The point I make is the hens, the eggs, spinach, cabbage, the pumpkin that I just planted, the slug that ate the other two pumpkins, not one of them is certified organic. And I don't give a shit. Pardon my French. Apologies, sincerely. I don't give a shit. The conclusion that I've come to is that I may be crucified for saying this, but the conclusion I've come to is that organic isn't the correct classification, terminology, marketing, packaging, labeling, full stop, that we should be using. In my opinion, it's not. I know produce is imported into this country organic. It's packaged in this country. It's then delivered to supermarkets by HGV lorries in this country. After arriving here by boat or plane, it's labelled organic. And we're told, or people are told, or it's marketed, that that's what's good for us. And I'm not saying it's not. This isn't about one group versus another. This isn't the anti-GM. I don't even want to get into that. But, you know, the reality, or the point, or the bit where I'm trying to form rationale in my brain is twofold. It's the old example that I've used of the potato, and my daughter and me take an old rotten potato out of a bag that's in the kitchen, dig a hole in the ground, no compost, no soil, no nothing, just lift up an old turf or grass. We give the turf or grass to the hens, we plant a potato underneath, the bit of clay, not in a plastic bag, not bought from the garden centre, not seed potato that's been imported, graded, that's been delivered by HGV lorry. We plant that old, manky, odd, mouldy looking potato underneath the ground, and it grows buds, and we eat them, and they taste good, and we have fun. And the point I make is that if we did get 7 potatoes from there, or 8, or 10, or 22, whatever, and you put them in a line against organic ones, are they any worse off in any way whatsoever? Are they wrong? Is it immoral? Is it, will she turn around to me and say, "Daddy, I don't eat them because they're not organic"? And to me, I think this is the bit where I'll balance it. I think what we need to do is have, how would I call it? In Ireland, we have a BER. It's a Building Energy Rating Certificate. And it's based on, it's how green literally is your house. It's the energy bulbs, light bulbs you use. It's the heating system. If it's the solar panels, it's the insulation. It's the door drafts. It's the water. It's the everything. And the point I make in a vegetable or a piece of fruit or a piece of meat is it should come with a version of a BER. It should include whether it was imported, the air miles that it travels to get to this country, the air miles since it developed from a piece of seed, whether it's semi-ripe, ripe or otherwise, since it left, let's say for example China, imported to Ireland, to a packhouse where it's redistributed out again by HGV lorry to an individual shop before I pick it up and bring it home to my house. Surely to God, somebody out there will tell me, "Well, yes, Peter, it's been kinder to the soil, but by God, it's blown a massive hole in the sky." Does that make sense? Is that a flying hen I just heard? But anyhow, that's the point I make. And it's not, as I said, to say that Barbia are bad or the Green Party or whatever the case may be. I mean, look, politician wants to get elected, he wants to dance to the left hand side, and I pay his wages. Well, open yourself up for criticism as far as I'm concerned. And as sure as God, as I put a garden in Phoenix Park into a garden show, and Mary McGinnity walks by and says, "I don't like Morris Miners or Pink Boats," touche, she's paid 30 quid in the door, she's entitled to say she thinks it's crap. And that's a fair point, and I got to take that criticism on the chin. So this isn't about, politicians aside, this isn't about me being anti or pro organic. I just, for firmly believe in the back of my head there's got to be a greener scheme rather than an organic scheme. And I don't really care, as a member of the public who's paying his taxes, who's self-employed, who's never had a government grant, who's never been or been able to accept state aid. Not that it gives me any greater right, but I don't care if they spent 1 million, 2 million or 20 million on a schools programme or promoting organic, whatever the case may be. I just think it's got to be a greener scheme. A green in its entirety. That includes the shopkeeper. If the shopkeeper buys it off an Irish company who imports it from China, I think that product has got to be factored in. It has to be factored in. You can't have a guy with the old light bulbs and an old heating system and an old funky looking store selling a product imported from another country 150 gazillion miles away. It's deemed organic, and the belief is that it's better. And even if it is better, it doesn't matter whether it's better or worse. The reality is my daughter, when she comes home from school, she'll be able to tell me that old potato that grew another four potatoes, or five or ten, it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with it. And even if they won't bring in this greener legislation, my thinking would be that at least she knows that there is zero difference, or the reason why it's rated organic, or the reason why it's rated green and not organic. I don't need an abacus, nor an etch-a-sketch, nor a calculator to work it out. I don't, and you don't. This isn't meant to... It's not intended to cause upset to anybody. At the end of the day, I build gardens for a living. I'm not the guy on the front of the corn on the cob box. I'm not the green giant. I'm no preacher. I think even in religion, I remember, probably rightly so as well, but growing up, and as I said before, puppery was my, I'm sure, the favourite pastime of every 7-year-old I ever knew anyway. Well, the ones I palled around with. But, stereotypically, and again, not to upset anybody, but just by example, every kid who's 30 to 40 years of age who I talk to now always had that lady on the block who, went to mass 7 days a week, and then when you kicked the ball into the garden, put a knife through. And I always found it a bit rhetoric. I always found that a bit rhetoric. And this isn't about, I don't want to get into a religious argument either. This is about a balanced, I would have preferred if she went to mass once a week and gave her ball back. Does that make sense? And that's the bit I'm saying, or that's the value I'd like to instill into my child, that if she can cycle to the shop, she can walk to the shop. And if the energy that she needs to walk to the shop is derived by an apple that's grown in my garden, that's balanced. Now, if we can turn that into a commercial thinking, an apple grown in your garden that will give you the energy to get to the shop, to buy a vegetable from a man whose garden is at the back of his shop, who bought the seeds from the next door neighbour. I think now we're going places. And it might sound ridiculous, and if you've listened to the entire 14 minutes and 25, 6, 7 seconds that I'm on now, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm not a nut job. Okay, I am when I'm in the pub. I'm having a couple of pints, but that's become few and far between. But as I said, I'm just a 34-year-old horticultural qualified, horticulturally qualified guy who was well reared by my mom, and hopefully can give his child the same decent rearing that I had. And yeah, I think that about has got everything off my chest. As always, I'm on www.donaghanlandscaping.com and hit the blog. You've been listening to the non-organic. Yeah, that's it, folks. I've got a stamp in my ass that says not organic. Produced in Ireland. Reared in Ireland. Got dressed this morning in Ireland. And I'm going to wake up this morning and have my not organic coffee. And I'm going to throw the grinds on top of my newly planted pumpkin plant that hopefully will make my daughter smile. And if it doesn't grow, I'm going to feed it to my non-organic hens so they can give me non-organic eggs. Happy Monday, folks. Take care. Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye.